Okay, great. And Leah is on. We have Sharon in North Carolina, Delbra in Illinois, and Jenny in Iowa. Thank you all for being here. And let's see, we have, like I said, Jack just called with some prayer requests for us, an update and some prayer requests. I'll wait just a couple of minutes before I go into that. I know that Thomas was going to try and make it. Beth has been working on a variety of things, so I'm hoping that she can make it in Colorado. Mike was planning on making it. We'll wait just a few minutes. Delbra, how are you in Illinois there? Are you getting quite a bit of snow?
No, not snow, but a lot of wind. It's just crazy cold and gusts of 40 to 45 miles an hour today. So we're just waiting for spring.
I know. It's been interesting. California they've had 70-degree weather, so they're longing for rain or any kind of moisture, and we're all getting, I think, everything, all of theirs here. We're getting everything that they would like here.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas, thank you for being on. Thomas in Ohio. Excellent. Jenny, how are you in Iowa?
Oh, good. We're having the same winds, I think, Delbra, y'all are having. We had sleet this morning. They're talking snow later, snow maybe not tomorrow, but winds, and then snow again. We could get some pretty good snow Saturday, it sounds like. So just kind of a mixture all day in the next couple of days. It's just been real. The winds have been unbelievable. Yeah.
Ann was saying in Virginia Beach, all the stores are out of shovels and salt. Because Virginia Beach very rarely gets snow. What did you guys get there, Ann?
Well, if you look at my back deck, there's about 18 inches on it, but I think that was a lot of it was from my roof. I think it just kind of blew down because it was a light one. If you go out the front, it's probably about 10 inches.
Wow. And Virginia Beach is in shock.
So am I.
I bet it's beautiful, though. Well, good. Let's see. We have Sharon in North Carolina, Delbra in Illinois, Anne, Leah, Jenny in Iowa, Thomas in Ohio, Abby in Pennsylvania, and Pastor Marion in Connecticut. Thank you all for being on. Jack and Lee in Tennessee, apologize that I'm not able to make it today, but they are with us in spirit, and I'll have an update from them a little bit later. And then also Sandra in Oklahoma is under the weather today, but did provide an update as well. So we just appreciate you all being here today. Has everybody had a chance to meet Anne or been introduced to Anne at least on a call of sorts?
Yes, I have. Jimmy has.
Yes. Okay, good. Just wanted
to. Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure our newest team member that's been a tremendous blessing to us. And Leah, did you have anything you wanted to share before we get started here?
Nope. Let's just pray and get started. I'm excited to talk to everybody.
Yeah, thank you all for being here. Good. Well, I would love to take just some time to pray. And Abby, if you would open us, that would be great.
Okay, God, we bring this time before you. We bring it before your throne, and we just ask, God, that you would superintend the time that we have, the reports that we have, and the bonding together of the heart state to state to state. God, we just thank you that you are the God that reigns over all, that you are over our nation, and it's your purposes that come forth. So we honor your holy name above any other name, and we rejoice that we're part of your kingdom and look forward to your kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Great. Well, does anybody have anything specific that you want to lift up? I'd love to just take a minute to pray for Jack in Tennessee. He just found out that his daughter, this is somewhat of a personal request that he did ask us to pray. His daughter has been hit with some health issues, and now the insurance company is not willing to pay for it. So it's a very high price for that, and he did ask for prayer. So I'd love just to take a minute to lift him up. Jenny, would you pray for Jack in Tennessee?
Yes, I will. Father God, we do come before you in the throne room, and it says to, when two or more are gathered together that you hear our requests. And so, Father God, we are laying this before your throne right now, this insurance matter for Jack and Lee and their daughter, that you see exactly what is going on in the earthly realm. But we call those things that are in heaven down to earth. And, Father God, we know that you are for justice and righteousness, and we call that into this situation, that what is being covered up by the insurance, what is being covered up by the enemy, what is not being done in justice and righteousness will come forth. We call it forth in your name right now, that the insurance company will pay for these insurance bills, that things even beyond this situation, that this will be exposing many things in the light of the Obamacare and the insurance companies right now, that this will expose much that is going on in our system, and that you will give wisdom and insight to Jack and Lee and their daughter as they go through this situation, that they will even be able to uncover those things that are hidden by the enemy, and that Father God, your truth will come forth in this situation, and that the money that you have hidden within these insurance companies will come forth to pay the bills, not only for them, but for others that are in this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. We'll have more prayer time at the end, but I just wanted to lift them up right now. He asked for prayer immediately. He was on his way to the hospital and a variety of other things. So thank you for that. And with that, I'd love to turn it over to Leah for some CPCF updates.
Wonderful. Thank you, Summer, and thank you, everyone that's on the call. So excited to talk to you again. It feels like it's been a while. Lots has been going on since last fall. So just a couple of quick updates. We are in the middle of a sort of a massive strategic planning proposal process. Some of the elements of that, I've been working with Congressman Forbes, Randy Forbes, and we've been talking about how the members of Congress want to engage more specifically and more fully. And we have several T's to cross and I's to dot before we can get to that point. But just wanted you to know that we're all sort of thinking, how do we work together even more hands-on and more specifically engaging our members of Congress in what this foundation is doing? And so the conversations that Randy's having with other members of Congress, there seems to be now a core of congressmen up there with him that are committed to working alongside him. It feels like there's an urgency, and just all the time and energy. And the exciting thing is Randy got a call from in one week he got four phone calls about the foundation from people that had heard about what was going on, and they were either donors, they were out in the States. They weren't necessarily D.C. people. And so what you guys are doing, what is happening out here is making a difference, and people are contacting Congressman Forbes about it. And that even encouraged him and got him even more excited about engaging the other members of Congress. So I just want to say thank you and great job, and it feels like the Lord is sort of positioning and preparing us to add more things to the docket. In my goal is always, how do we best support the prayer caucuses and the networks that are building out there? And just again to reiterate, your feedback is so valuable to us, because we could be adding more states on a more rapid pace. We could have put our energies there even last year and this year, but I haven't rushed into that, because I really feel like it's important that we support the network we have. And so your feedback on how better to support your legislators, what kinds of things we can do to encourage them, support them, what needs can we meet for them, how do we build this network in a way that's meaningful, and also equipping and empowering them with not only helping them with religious prayer, religious liberty legislation, but also bringing the message, bringing the message to their constituents. I'm finding that more and more legislators are saying, we want to be a mouthpiece. We actually want to be in this conversation in the public square. Can you help us do that better, whether it be finding better venues, providing online opportunities, radio, TV, social media venues in which their message can get out, or even just helping them, equipping them with the language and the sort of loading their lips with the kind of language and the clear message that they might need to make a difference. So your feedback is extremely valuable. We do have about eight states or so that have raised their hand and said, we want to be join this network, we want to be a part of this. So we are moving forward carefully, talking with them. We really have feel that the most successful PERF caucuses are the ones that have state directors. You guys are the ones that are actually making this work. The legislators themselves, without you, it's harder on those states, and they're not able to have the kind of opportunities and successes that you guys are having in your state. So, again, you're the key to these this network being strong and growing and us being able to support. So, again, thank you for everything you're doing, and please don't hesitate to give feedback. We are looking for feedback right now. One more piece to this whole strategic, you know, sort of growth piece of it is we've started to develop a great relationship with the Washington Times, among other high-level organizations. We're actually in conversation and relationship with a lot of high-level organizations, but the Washington Times has jumped in with both feet, and they want to, we're creating a proposal together of how they might be able to support us and advance everything that we're doing. One of the things they're very excited about is the In God We Trust campaign. They see that as a tool, as a mechanism or catalyst to the public conversation to re-engage the public in this conversation about religious freedom and God and faith in America and prayer. And so we're working with them on a whole strategy that they would be able to help and collaborate with us, as well as some other things. But just along those lines, before I go off the In God We Trust campaign, before I go off of sort of strategy, we are working on several elements as well, simple things, rebranding, not a big deal, nothing you have to care about, but just so you know it's coming, we are doing a little rebranding. Everybody has said we have got to simplify our logo and make it more clear. The second thing is we're working with a Ribbo Media, an organization, to redesign and sort of re-engage, really rethink how we communicate with the public and create a series of venues that will be more effective in through using social media and all that. And so probably within 2 months, the Pray USA website will get a complete facelift and redo. The In God We Trust campaign, including the website, Facebook, everything will get a complete facelift and a huge shot in the arm. We're talking about, and we'll give you more details about this later, but we're talking about doing a really big nationwide thunderclap, which I don't know if any of you know. I had no idea what that was, but just the very basics of that is that it's a nationwide shout-out through social media, and it's very, very simple for people to join in. It's a brilliant idea of how to get our legislators really engaged with the foundation and what we're doing and and all the other ministries and organizations and Washington Times and everybody. In its core, you put out a message to people through social media and ask them to join your thunderclap that will happen on a certain day in the future. And when they push yes, I want to join the thunderclap, it automatically schedules their social media to display In God We Trust, or whatever our message is, In God We Trust, on that day. So there's nothing more they have to do. So you can spend a couple of months recruiting people, organizations, getting the word out to join this thunderclap, and then on a day in the future that we've picked for the day of the thunderclap, suddenly all across the nation, everybody's social media, tweets and Facebook and everything, shouts out this message automatically. So it's a pretty crazy launch idea that this Ribbo Media and Washington Times and different ones are working with us on, so that we can make a huge statement And that will be hopefully a catalyst to the In God We Trust campaign that we're working on. And of course, there's a ton that's going on in Pennsylvania. Abby, Representative Saccone, events and things like that are all being factored into the In God We Trust campaign, which we'll give you all more details about that as it clarifies, and how you all might want to engage in this to be a catalyst to the conversation for messaging to your citizens, and how it might give your legislators a way to be a part of a massive sort of shout out about God and faith in America. So just wanted you to know that we're working on that and hope to have all the pieces of that in the puzzle, you know, be able to give you the details of that as we go forward. Any thoughts that you want to feedback on that you want to pass on to Summer, please feel free to do any of that. One last little thing in Summer, then I'll pass it back to you, and that is we have upcoming, of course, you all know there's some huge judicial things happening regarding legislative prayer. It's right up our alley. The Supreme Court, Colorado Supreme Court, deciding whether or not we're legislators. Basically, it's constitutional to pray, for legislators to pray and be a part of prayer groups and prayer meetings and things like that as government leaders. Every time I say that out loud, I just roll my eyes because I'm stunned that we're even having this conversation. However, we are. And so that is March 23rd through 25th is happening. And we did not sign on this time to an amicus brief as the foundation, but the Congressional Prayer Caucus did write an amicus brief to the Supreme Court in regarding Conestoga Woods and Hobby Lobby. Congressman Forbes, Randy led 16 senators and 71 representatives in signing this amicus brief. So there's a big support for making sure that they're right on top of this and pushing out and strong messaging in support of this. So I just wanted to make you aware of that we hope to, and I'm going to let Summer talk about what we're hoping to do in response to this. We feel like it's important. This is right down our alley. It's important that we get the word out about these Supreme Court and Colorado Supreme Court and other court cases that we need to make people aware of and pray about. All right, and let's just take a moment. I'll take a moment and open up if you have any questions for me about anything that I just shared, and then we'll pass it back to Summer. Okay, either I was really, really thorough or y'all fell asleep on me. Hopefully I was really thorough. All right, well, Phil, I'll be on the whole call, so if anything comes up and you think of it, just jump in and ask. Otherwise, Summer, I'll pass it back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just had Mike had actually asked in Kentucky yesterday about potentially writing off mileage, and so I wanted to address that today at the meeting. Contacted our accountant, and just to clarify, you all know that we are a tax-exempt organization, a 501c3, and you can write off mileage as state directors to and from the Capitol and any other direct expenses related to CPCF business. So you don't have to provide us records. However, you'll want to maintain your own records in case of an audit, and you would want to include a calendar of events and proof that the mileage was actually available to be driven that year, inspection receipt, oil change, tire purchases, major work on the vehicle, or on the calendar, write down the mileage reading on the car from the dates, she said specifically 1/1/13 to 12/31/13. Now, this is going to be obviously for 2014, but it will show the total mileage available to be driven during the tax year. So, If does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Just so you know, that is an option for you as state director, should you desire to do so. Good. And then I would love just to turn it over to the states and have everybody give an update, just a couple-minute update on what's going on and potentially prayer requests as well that we could cover at the end of the call. Sharon, would you start us off there in North Carolina?
Hi, everybody. Maybe I will just share one thing as it might relate to other states. North Carolina made a number of gains legislatively last year, and now we're in the position of some of that territory trying to be recovered by more secularist groups. There are a lot of lawsuits. And there's a lot of talk about a national movement against conservative values coming out of the state. So I will just mention that for prayer purposes because it could affect more than one state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying the legislation that was passed last year, we have secularist groups basically suing and
Yes, they, in fact, there was a press conference a couple of weeks ago where they outlined all their points of how they plan to defeat members of the legislature, and one of their platforms is to work through the courts and to bring litigation in as many cases as possible. That's just one strategy, but it is one that they're using frequently.
Yes. That's true. Would you be willing to send that to me? I'd love to take a look at it and send it to all the state directors just so people can be aware. I think it's kind of a ongoing issue, but I'm sure they also had some other information that would be that we'd all be interested in as we continue to pray. But thank you for that, and we'll pray for that at the end also that they would not gain any ground.
Can I ask a question? Sharon, the lawsuits against the legislative gains that you had last year, do they all boil down to religious liberty issues, or are they family related, specific issue related, like abortion, or are they technically all religious liberty issues?
Well, maybe I could say it to you like this. I went to an event for a believer who is running for state Supreme Court the other night, and she said it this way. She said, whatever issue you care about is going to be before this court. If that maybe explains it, the catalyst for all of it is voter ID. Because of all the voter fraud. But, yes, they had Planned Parenthood on the press. I'll send the link to the press conference so anybody who wants to can go in and see it. They had Planned Parenthood on the platform with us. They have sued, because, North Carolina passed a law that women had to see an ultrasound and be told about the development of their baby before the abortion. They're suing against that, and the governor has asked the attorney general not to intervene in it. So that's one thing. Yes, there are religious liberty issues, but the interesting thing is a lot of the coalition partners for this movement are people who are suing us in counties and municipalities about prayer events, but yet they're coalition partners with these people who pray and have ecumenical services and all this. So that's an interesting twist.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Sharon.
And Sharon, did you all have any kind of an opening prayer event for the session?
Session hasn't started here yet. It's short session this year, and it won't start till May 14th.
May 14th. Okay. Great. Great. Well, thank you for that update. We'll definitely be praying for those issues. Does anybody have any questions for Sharon or comments? Great. If we could go to Jenny in Iowa. Jenny, do you want to give us an update and, of course, share also about the 714 initiative.
Okay. Yes. Actually, the proclamation, thanks to Summer and Leah putting that through your process to look at the proclamation I wrote and giving some guidance in that, is in the governor's actually, I found it goes through four different processes before it gets to him to sign. I just talked with him yesterday. It's made it through two, and they're trying to get it pushed through because I do have a meeting with 40 leaders this Friday about actually the Iowa Prayer Caucus and about 7/14/14. So as soon as I get that, I will be, and the wording is, and it's signed, I will pass that on so you can all have that. And they're also going to post it on the National Governor's Prayer Team. But before I do that, one of our senators has actually our legislators are beginning to open up and ask for prayer for different issues, which is an awesome thing. We started kind of at the end of last year, so they're becoming a little bit more comfortable with those that are coming to pray. But we did have a request from one of our senators that is talking to the legislators, but not just the legislators, the clerks, and he even has some lobbyists about being ambassadors for Christ in the public arena. And so he has asked for prayer cover for that, and he's actually had four of the legislators so far that have signed up and two clerks, and they're trying to get a time set where they can meet, but they're wanting to actively bring more of the legislators along to be ambassadors for Christ in the public arena, which is what I think is really wonderful. And then we've had some that are asking for prayer for illnesses and different things like that. I'm not sure where our legislation is on In God We Trust. I know that Representative Alonzo was supposed to be writing it. I talked to him and he had kind of dropped the ball, but now hopefully he's picked it back up. I sent him a lot of information, so I'm hoping that Iowa is moving forward in the In God We Trust promotion. Like I said, they called caucus the Republicans called caucus during our prayer time this week. The week before, and it was for the governor. The week before, it was something else. So it was caucus in the state. So we haven't had the legislators in there the last 2 weeks, which is it's okay. We've been having some wonderful prayer time, and we're seeing some things move. We're seeing them come together across the aisles. So just keep I think the biggest thing I want prayer for right now in our state is this proclamation and covering for our governor in this and our legislators, because our Iowa Prayer Caucus is not going to have an Iowa Call to Prayer Day per se during session. They want to have a period of time on 7/14/14, which is a day of fasting, prayer, and true repentance, not just repentance for the day, that the Lord has put on my heart, and I brought it to our governor, and now our prayer caucus wants to have a portion of the day where the legislators can come and repent on that day. It's going to be at our Capitol for the sins of the government, which to me is extremely key in all this. But the 7/14/14, it's not about the day necessarily. I mean, that is the culmination of it. But 7/14 is about a true heart change in the people, in God's people. It won't be the whole nation, and that's what people need to understand. And there will be storms, and there will be many things that happen. It's not about that, but it's about an awakening in God's people, because 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is what which the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation is based on, is if my people, and it's God's people, come together in earnest and pray and repent and fast, then He will hear and heal our land. And that, so it's about coming back to our first love, which is Jesus, which is God, coming back to our first love and taking a walk between now and 7/14/14. And if we come back to our first love, we will do nothing but get on our knees and repent, because He is pursuing us. And in Hosea, it says His heart is churning for us. And it's Hosea that this whole our nation is about. It's about Hosea pursuing Gomer. It's about God pursuing His people. And I can go on, and I don't want to take up the whole time. We are working. I'm meeting with these 40 leaders. God has told me there will be someone to do the website. As soon as I get that information, I will pass it on to you, Summer and Leah. And you can pass it on, but we are going to, it's just going to be dedicated 7/14/14, and it's not about a man. It's not about, I've heard people that want to have someone come in and bring revival. Man does not bring revival. God brings revival, and it's through our heart repentance. And so as I get the information, as I get the proclamation, I do want to share one thing, because I was praying about this, and I'm like, Lord, our governor spoke the words on January 2nd. We're beginning to move in Iowa a little bit, but I'm waiting on that proclamation because he wants me to have that to go around the state to talk about the Iowa Prayer Caucus, about this day of fasting and prayer. The Lord did show me, I was concerned about the other states because I know there are a lot already that are wanting information. And I said, they're not going to have the same period of time that we have to go through this. And the Lord immediately brought to me the parable about the farmer and the workers. And I had to look up where it was. It is Matthew 20. But it was about the farmer hired the workers, and they agreed on a price in the morning. And then later in the day, at the last hour, he brought more into work. And at the end of the day, when they were paid, everybody got the same wages. And that's what the Lord told me. It does not matter when they find out, but when they come together in this, they will receive the same reward. It will still fall upon their state or on them as an individual or ever out at work. But I would like prayer for our governor when this proclamation comes out, because I've been reading some things, and I know when they did this in Texas, I found some articles where there are a lot of articles went out that our governor should not align with that, that he had no right to call for fasting and prayer. So I would just like a lot of covering for our governor and all governors that would come in to call this, that they would be protected, that they would not listen to man, and that they would stand strong.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jenny. I love it. Thank you for all that you're doing there. And I do want to just say, if it's okay with you, can we offer that proclamation to other state directors in case they want to modify it for their state?
Yes. He's already talked about talking to other governors, and that's why as soon as I get that, and they are trying to push it through, I will definitely send it to you so that it can be used identically, or it can be used as a format. So, yes.
Perfect. Good. Okay, great. And then just to clarify, 7/14/7/14 is going to be a day at the Capitol where citizens are going to come. It's going to be outside, and basically it's going to be a day of prayer, fasting, and repentance. It sounds like it has an agenda to some extent, and there will be an opportunity for legislators to come as well to repent there at the Capitol steps. So I just want to clarify kind of what the overview was of that in case there was anybody who didn't know the background of the 7/14/14
event. I know. And as soon as we get the website, I will get you that link so that you can go and find out more about it. And this has been kind of a long process through the things that the Lord has given to me. But I know this is right. And but anyway, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yes, it is. And the agenda is there will be praise, but it's not about big bands. There will be led repentance and prayers. I see it as people even gathering in groups part of it. There will be times of silence, but there is not going to be no selling, no promoting anybody's anything. It is totally between man and God. That's it.
Excellent. Well, we'll continue to pray for that and, of course, encourage other states to get on board with it as well. Thank you, Jenny. And if we could just move to Connecticut. Pastor Marion, do you want to give us an update there in Connecticut?
Yes, I will. I was just trying to make some notes to remember some of the things that – it's actually been relatively quiet because session's out, but it will be in as of next Wednesday, February 5th. Prior to session going out, though, there was much that took place, and I think – I've shared it already when we did the 40 days of worship. And that brought together a lot of the church, the state, and even the governor. There was one day that was designated, as I just heard her sharing about the proclamation and the repentance, And a part of that 40 days of worship was a specific gathering was held at the state capitol, and there was senators, and as a matter of fact, Senator McLaughlin and a couple other senators were there, and we prayed. It was just wonderful. It was a magnificent experience to see everyone on their knees praying and repenting for the unrighteous ills of the state. And in that same week, Governor Malloy was at one of the largest churches in Connecticut, and which was most unusual that he would be there, but he spoke, and I just saw a different side of him, too. There's much work to be done in and through him, but, you know, to see him in that position and to be embracing what we're standing for, what we're doing, was very encouraging. Again, I say it's been very, very quiet in Connecticut because congressionally, because it's out of session, but come next week, it's going to be really buzzing. And still trying to bring together the launch because, you know, we're sort of new on board, and it's been challenging to do that, but I have no doubt that it's going to happen, bringing together the congressional piece, the state piece, and the church piece. And much, although it's quiet congressionally, much is happening from the church perspective in bringing the things together, and we're very, very excited. As a matter of fact, in the month of March, as a follow-up to the 40 days of worship that took place throughout the state from end to end, will be a follow-up of Impact Connecticut, and that's going to be March 28th and 29th, and I ask that you keep that in prayer. Just looking for the Lord to bring together these three pieces, and that we know that there's no separation of church and state. So, and also looking to get that launch in place, however that looks, for the assignment for the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. So that's sort of where we are. I'm sure there's probably more, but that's the condensed version of what's happening in Connecticut.
Well, thank you, Pastor. We'll continue to pray for all to come together for a launch, and again, however that's supposed to look. But we definitely appreciate all of your efforts there, and we'll continue to pray. I want to just be sensitive to everyone's time. We have about 20 minutes left. I'd love to get through the rest of the states, so if we could just, and then address a couple more things and have a little bit of time of prayer. So if we could just give maybe a three-minute update on the remaining states. Pennsylvania, Abby, in Pennsylvania, if you could give us an update, please.
Okay. I think you know Rep. Saccone had introduced the In God We Trust, and then we did a big press conference and had a lot of turnout. It was very successful, but it still has not passed the House. And I think the support is there to pass it, except the majority leader won't bring it up for vote. And so what we're learning is you can't just have an event and then expect that that just changes everything. We have to keep that information out throughout the state until this thing really passes. And so what the legislators are saying to our network, we have county leaders across the state, and that we need to get them calling the legislators every week to keep it on their minds, because legislators decide, oh, well, they just made a push and then it'll die down and we don't have to keep supporting this. But the word God is a fearsome word to our legislators in our state that aren't believers. If the word God is in it, then they say you're promoting your religion. And so I guess our prayer would be that it would come up for the vote, it would pass, that the majority leader would bring it up for the vote. But also, when these legislations get passed, somehow the information doesn't get out that the church really knows about it and does something with it. This happened last year with when we said it's the year of the Bible. The church didn't know it and didn't do anything with that. And it's happening again, even though we think we're doing a good press. Somehow, I guess we need prayer that these issues would become known statewide. And so we have a county leader meeting on Saturday, and I'm going to try to talk to them about keeping the press going. So when I heard this idea of the thunderclap,
I thought a thunderclap would just shift things, and but you have to sustain it. And so that's just a word to everybody that we're learning ways to sustain it. One thing we are doing is partnering with the Pennsylvania Pastors Network, and we're bringing together that network and doing some legislative kind of like town hall meetings where we bring legislators and pastoral people together to and the public to keep this partnering and awareness going. And then I guess the other big thing I just want to tell you, we are doing Unite to Restore America. We have a sense, too, that the church needs to come together. And what I already heard about this 7-14-14, we're feeling a similar kind of thing in Pennsylvania for the nation, but that what the big thrust of this one will be to unite the different streams. For instance, the senator that's involved in life says, the Catholics always show up at that, but where are the Protestants? And we need to see a uniting of God's people, and our theme verse is John 17, Jesus' last prayer, that they would be one, that the world would know. And so we're doing actually an arena event in the Giant Center in Hershey on August 16th to unite red, black, and white, you know, not just the middle-class white Americans, and to unite the different denominations, to really unite God's people to restore America. It'll be an all-day event, and it will be to not only rally a grassroots move for restoring America, but also empowering and educating people of what their constitutional rights are, what they can do to make a difference in the public square. So, that's being done in Pennsylvania. We'd love to have contingencies from other states, and there's other nations that are saying, we're going to fly there because the United States is not just white people. It's different nationalities that have come to find their religious freedom, and we want to be part of it too.
Excellent.
So I guess pray for the Restore America and the In God We Trust to get passed in Pennsylvania.
I know we are all so excited to hear about all that's happening in Pennsylvania and all the states, and we are praying about how to be involved in everything that you all are doing. Just so you know, and Leah can talk about it more if she feels like she wants to address it too, but just know we are so excited about all that's happening, and as a foundation, we support in prayer and are also praying about how to provide support in any other way. And of course, we can talk about too, we have some contacts in Pennsylvania. Abby, should you want to send some information out to those that are within the database about some of these things happening? So
mm-hmm. Wonderful.
We can talk more about that. Thank you for that update. And Thomas in Ohio, please give us an update of what's going on there.
Well, the legislators are back in session. I'm back praying with them, ministering to them. I've talked to the speaker's office and bouncing between the speaker's office and the chairman of the Religious Liberty Caucus, who is upset with the speaker's office because realized that the speaker talked to Leah and the speaker did not realize that there was a Religious Liberty Caucus formed, and he wasn't part of that phone call, and so I had to do a little damage control. And so the chairman of the Religious Liberty Caucus is willing to listen and talk to us about maybe changing the parameters and the name of the Religious Prayer Caucus the Religious Liberty Caucus to the Legislative Prayer Caucus, Ohio Legislative Prayer Caucus, and change, you know, whatever, you know, if that might mean, if the other members of the caucus goes along with it. So I am quietly talking to the other members to see, feel them out, but I'm running into resistance by the next speaker. The guy probably next in line to be speaker had more of a mentality that prayer should be done in a closet and not have any formalized thing. So I'm working on him to change his attitudes. But there are other ministries that are happening. The Religious Liberty Caucus is having a very conservative bill about religious freedom going on, and they are having hearings, and it's gaining ground. It looks like it's going to pass our House, but there's no champion for it in the Senate. So that's something for prayer, that it is the our state is religious liberty bill is same as the religious liberty bill legislation that's in the on the federal level. So, but God is good. I pray with people at the State House. I pray with legislators. They're taking bold steps, and I've been doing this long enough with them, and they're starting to write. I just noticed that all the people I were praying with have the title of chairman of some committee. So the Lord is blessing there. But I am I'm still working with the office. It's still in process. We're gaining ground. It's just not it's like a glacier, you know, a few feet at a time instead of a pouring river.
Okay, well, great. Well, we thank you for that update, Thomas. We'll continue to pray for Ohio. Does anybody have any questions so far, any comments to anybody that's spoken thus far? Okay, I'd love to move to Deborah in Illinois.
Well, Summer, I'm going to meet with Senator McCann next Tuesday, so I would probably have more to report then, but we just continue. I know that the body of Christ in Illinois is intent on coming together and supporting one another. We had a meeting at our church a couple of weeks ago with about 65 leaders of different ministries across the state, and we were just encouraged to support one another, and if one was having an event, try to participate or at least pray that there would be a good outpouring from that event. And so we continue in Illinois. I'm looking forward, actually, to talking face-to-face with Senator McCann. We've talked on the phone several times, but this will be the first time we actually sit down together face-to-face and discuss the Illinois Prayer Caucus. So that's about all I have to report for today.
That's excellent. Thank you, Deborah, for staying in that, and we'll continue to pray for that and for your meeting next Tuesday.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And Sandra did send me an update. She is under the weather, as I mentioned. She did ask for prayer for the beginning of session. They're going to be having their annual prayer meeting where they fill the chambers, actually, with citizens and take time to pray over the I was trying to find her actual notes. I'm not sure what I did here, but basically take time to pray over all the seats. They pray over the chambers, the Capitol, and they also oftentimes will leave notes and just words of encouragement for the legislators. So that is something that they do have in place and are working to they have planned and will be taking place, I believe it's next week. So we could pray for her. Mike in Kentucky, as most of you know, has been moving full speed ahead. They had their call to prayer event there that went very well. They're continuing to meet every week in the Capitol and are just seeing great headway there with the chairman and members of the legislature there. So he has been very excited. They're working on doing weekly reports that they send out every week. I see them. I've been training them some more in Infusionsoft, and they're also using social media now. They're really getting in there and trying to get the word out to the network about all that's taking place in the Capitol and inviting people to come and be a part of what they're doing. So they're being very active and aggressive, in a sense, in the state capitol there in Kentucky, and they're seeing great fruit. So we're excited about that. If we could pray for Tennessee, I did mention some of the personal requests, but also the chairman of the Tennessee Prayer Caucus, it actually the Form Prayer Caucus, it formed last year and even had a resolution. The chairman had unexpectedly stepped down, is actually retired, and then the the gentleman who was going to take his place has some serious health issues and is having major surgery on his spine. And so he's even thinking of retiring early. So if we could keep that prayer caucus in prayer. They are continuing to go to the Capitol every week. I know that they're meeting with the governor and praying and different things. So they're trying to cultivate relationships. And their plan at this point is to have a dinner at their house, I believe next week or in the very near future. They're going to invite new leadership and see if there's anybody who'd be willing to take up this cause in Tennessee. So if we could keep them in their prayers, and again, for their daughter and her recent financial issues. Let's see, we do have other states that are moving forward, and as they continue to form and we're cultivating, we're continuing to advance and take every opportunity to connect with legislators and or people who would be potential state directors in the states, and so we'll continue to give updates as those things unfold. With 9 minutes left, is there anything that anybody wants to share, any questions that you have about your individual state, things that you feel would be important for other states to know, or just anything in general for Leah, Ann, or myself?
Summer? I'd ask.
Let's start with Thomas, if we could.
Yes, I just asked for prayer. My father-in-law died in Florida, and I have to get on a plane with the rest of my family tomorrow and fly down, do the funeral, and fly back on Sunday.
Okay, yes. We will definitely pray for that. So I'm sorry for your loss, and I have been, and we will continue to be praying for your family. I know it's not easy. Thank you,
no.
Thomas. And Sharon?
Thomas, I just want to bless your family. I'm sorry about your father-in-law, but also I've just been listening to these reports, and I just want to say I rejoice in the acts of the Holy Spirit from state to state to state.
Amen. Amen. He is good. He is good. He has not forgotten mm-hmm. America, and it's just fun to see that as anyone and everyone is willing, he's saying, okay, if you're willing, I'll move. And so it is extremely encouraging for all of us to hear how the Holy Spirit is moving through each individual and through each state. It is extremely encouraging. And these are the reports that need to get out. I'm praying that, you know, somehow we're discussing ways to get some of the positive things out that are happening and also encourage, of course, you all to get the information out. People need to hear that God is moving. So thank you all for being surrendered, yielded, and obedient, because it is making a tremendous difference.
Summer, I will say something. This is Jenny. I want to say something really quick. As people are praying, I know you mentioned that we prayed through our House and Senate. Also, we were at liberty to be able to do through the House and part of the Senate. But what we found is that the clerk in the House and then even just another girl in the Senate that was just in one of the offices, that they are actually, especially her, was having senators come to her for prayer. So there are a lot of people behind the scenes that we probably need to keep lifted up in prayer and find in our capitals that are need prayer too, because they're there every day on the front lines, and there are a lot of them there that are taking on issues and praying for the senators and the representatives on a daily basis who they have relationship with. So I think it's important to find those people and pray with them also. I just want to throw that out there.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. Yes, thank you, thank you. Before we go into prayer, I was going to mention one other thing that we're planning, we're talking and discussing about how to roll this out, but the Lord had put it on my heart to pray and fast for the religious liberty cases that are currently being heard in the Supreme Court, specifically Hobby Lobby, Conestoga Woods, and, of course, the Town of Greece versus Galloway. So that's something that we're looking to do. I am going to be fasting for sure, and there's some others that are planning on fasting, and we're, again, praying about how to do this at a national level. But March 23rd through the 25th, I believe, is when that will actually take place. That's when I'm planning on fasting. And the 25th is when the oral arguments are scheduled right now for Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Woods. So 3-day fast, March 23rd through the 25th for those cases and any other similar cases that are in the courts currently across the nation. So I wanted to make you aware of that. And 5 minutes left. Leah, Ann, do you have anything that you want to add before we go into prayer?
Not me.
I just want to bless everybody. I am so excited to hear all of the reports. It's incredibly exciting. And just know that I am here to help in any way that I can and support you in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'd love to, I know there were a lot of prayer requests, and although I'd like to have somebody pray for individual prayer requests, if each person that named a prayer request, if we could just take a minute and quickly each person cover what needs prayer. I did make notes, and we'll be praying for your request, but if we could just close out with making sure that we cover as much as we can and not forget Beth in Colorado, Bob in Maine, Mike in Kentucky, and as well. So I'm going to open. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for what you are doing. And ultimately, Lord, you do get all the glory. Lord, we have all laid down our lives to see this, to see you move, Lord, in us and through us, and Lord, ultimately to see this nation change, God. And we thank you that you have heard our prayers, that you have heard our cries, God. We thank you for each and every one here that is fully and wholly dedicated to you, God. And we just continue to ask and pray for your blessing upon them, your protection, Lord. Psalm 91, protection over each state director and their family, over our team, over all those that are associated and aligned with us, God. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that you have not forgotten America. And Lord, we just continue to praise you and thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name. Pray for North Carolina.
Father, we just thank you, God, that you have solutions for whatever our states are facing, God. Father, we ask you that the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you would come on every person on this call, Lord, on every state for the strategy, the timing, and the information of the Holy Spirit that they need, God. Lord, fix our eyes upon you, Lord. I just take my stand with Jehoshaphat, Lord. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
And God, we ask for favor of heaven and favor on earth as we proceed with the agendas that you've put on our heart to bring freedom of religion across this nation. And so, God, I just pray for this favor and authority of the Lord that is spoken, that as we pray with legislators, as we prepare events, that you would just cause each one to succeed, to prosper, because we're doing this for your purposes.
Father God, I just pray for your breath to move upon us, that we would know who you are, that you are the King that sits upon the throne. And as we prepare in our hearts, and our hearts are awakened to who you are, Father God, that we would move into a true repentance. A true repentance, that there would be a heart change that would not be for a day or a night or a week or a month, but Father God, that a heart change that would be here to you come back. I pray your protection upon all of our governors and our legislators, that would truly stand against man and hear your voice, that they would have the fear of God over the fear of man, and would step out and stand for our religious freedom, would stand for fasting and prayer and repentance in their states, Father God. I just pray your protection and your breath to move upon us into our very DNA in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Father, let your kingdom come and your will be done in earth, on every state in these United States of America, as it is in heaven. Superimpose your kingdom over the earth, over every state in this nation, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say, let there be light, let there be life, and let there be love. in the name of Jesus the Christ. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Delva, would you pray for Illinois? It looks like Delva may have had to drop off. Thomas, would you pray for Ohio, please?
Heavenly Father, we come to you and ask your blessing. We come to you, Lord Jesus, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You build, you establish us. Lord, Father God, I pray that we don't run ahead of you, that we don't run being drugged behind, but we stay in step with you, that we faithfully execute what you've given us to do in the manner you've given us to do it. Lord God, but Lord, I pray for the hearts of the elected officials in Ohio that they would throw their crowns at your feet, Lord, that they would claim you as Lord of their lives, Lord, and I pray that is the way. And then those, Father God, those lobbyists who, Father God, who work against your principles, Father, that you would convict them, that they stand against you, that they stand against the Lord Most High, Father God, and I pray for the billionaires in Ohio, Lord, who, Father God, who are the unspoken lobbyists, or the money behind the so many things, Father God, in Ohio, that they, Lord, that you would convict them. You would convict them, Father, that they need to stand with you, or, Lord God, you will move their lampstand. Father, I just cry out to you for them. I ask your blessing, Lord, but also your revelation to them. May they know that they have their being at your pleasure, Lord, and I lift that up to you. I just command and ask your blessing. Continue on. Help me. Help me faithfully execute what you've given me to do. In your name, Father, I ask.
Thank you, Lord. And would you please pray for just an overall prayer for Oklahoma, Kentucky, Colorado, Tennessee, Maine, Illinois, and all the other states that are in process? And then, Leah, if you wouldn't mind closing, it would be great. Thank you.
Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, we do worship you, we praise you, we thank you. Father, we ask for an outpouring of your spirit across America, across your church. We ask for your breath to breathe into the dry bones of the people who have been living in fear and in silence, who have not been informed, who don't know what it is that is supposed to do. And Lord, I do pray the prayer of Ezekiel, that you will knit together the bones and the sinews and the muscles, and that you will breathe the breath of life into your church, into your people. Lord Jesus, raise them up, bring them to true repentance, and Lord, set them on their feet to go out and fight this fight and to stand firm, to call forth your will upon this earth, that your will be done, that your kingdom will come here, and it will be your church, your people who pronounce it, proclaim it, and accomplish it for your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name.
And Father, we pray for complete and total filling of your Holy Spirit for every one of our state directors, for the ones that involve the foundation, all those that are involved, our members of Congress, our members of the state legislature, who you have called to be a part of this movement and this messaging. Father, we ask that you would fill us with your Spirit, purify us by your Holy Spirit, equip us and mobilize and send us out in your Spirit, not by flesh, but by the Spirit. Lord, we pray that you would have your way in everything, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know the Lord is pleased, and we just are so grateful to stand with you all. Thank you for all of your efforts, and we'll continue to pray and look forward to connecting very soon. Thank you again for your time today. God bless you all.
Thanks. Thank you.
God bless. Bye, everybody.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Leah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I thought maybe I was supposed to hang up. Okay.
Did Summer hang up? I think she did.
I
forgot. She might have forgotten we were staying on.
Okay.
Let me know.
Maybe she'll jump. Maybe she'll jump back on. Well, maybe this is being recorded still, so maybe we do need to get off.
Oh, all right. Let's hang up and call back.
Okay.